You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful, so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. You'll probably be listening to this recording either on December 26th, 2023, or at least after Christmas of 2023. The days between December 25th, which is celebrated by Christians as Christmas, to January 6th, which is known as Epiphany, those are the 12 days of Christmas. And I'm not referring to that song, but there are special days that are celebrated each day between December 25th and Epiphany on January 6th. I'll leave it up to you to Google that and figure out what is celebrated each one of those days. But I want to talk about your thinking process this time of year. Some of you may have been with family, and that may have been wonderful or taxing, but it definitely is emotional. And at this time of year, after the official day of Christmas and celebration of Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, there may be a letdown. As the hangover comes when all the bills come in for the Christmas presents and the Hanukkah presents and all the other giving that you did, there's just a lot of emotion that may follow. And if it does, try not to give into it. It's just part of the process. And what I want to focus on is diet. Now, this is also the time of year everybody says, oh dear, I've gained 20 pounds, I ate too much, and I'm going to go on a diet. And then we have all after the first of the year, everybody plans to, you know, join a new gym and blah, blah, blah. I want you to try a 7-day mental diet. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it's written about by a number of metaphysical writers, and the 7-day mental diet is not an easy one to go on. See, your food that you furnish your mind determines the character of your life, and the subjects that you allow your mind to dwell upon determine your surroundings. Everything in your life today, the state of your body, the state of your fortune, the state of your home, the condition of every phase of your life is entirely conditioned by the habitual tone of your past thinking. The condition of your life next week or next year will be conditioned by your thoughts and the feelings that you entertain now and going forward. In other words, you choose your life. That's kind of daunting if you think about it. But what I want you to do for the next 7 days is to train yourself in the habit of thought selection. And it's going to be pretty difficult initially, but not if you focus on it being initially hard, okay? You can't change the conditions in your life without trying to change your thinking. You try to do that on many occasions, but it usually fails. So go on the 7-day mental diet and conditions must change for you. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, on the 7-day diet, you must not allow yourself to dwell for any moment on any kind of negative thought. You must watch yourself for 1 week and must not, under any pretense, allow your mind to dwell on any thought that isn't positive, constructive, optimistic, kind, or loving. This discipline will be so strenuous that you can't maintain it consciously for much more than a week, but a week will be enough because by then some sort of habit of positive thinking will begin to be established in your automatic thought processes, and some changes for the better will have come into your life, and I'll encourage you to continue on. So, negative thought is any kind of thought of failure, disappointment, or trouble, criticism, spite, jealousy or condemnation of somebody else, self-condemnation, you know, no beating yourself up, any kind of thought of sickness or accident, another, any kind of limitation. In practice, you will never have any trouble in knowing whether a given thought is positive or negative. Even if your brain tries to deceive you, your heart can whisper the truth. So you must be clear on what this calls for and don't dwell on anything negative. This is quite difficult. Now, in some circles, when you do catch yourself trying to, or just automatically thinking of something negative, you're supposed to start all over again. I'll leave that up to you. But try it. Give it a try. And make a pledge that you are going to begin this diet of positive thinking. No negative thinking. And see how your life changes. See how your emotional life changes. See how your physical life, your outward appearances, what changes. Now, it might turn challenging at the beginning, and it may look like everything's falling apart, but that's not what's happening. Actually, it's cleaning a path. So you're going to clean out your hard drive, meaning what's stored in your head, and it's going to have an impact in your daily living. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.